Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Dalet. We're learning today Li'ila Nishmas Andrew Rothstein. All the Nishmas you learn for should have an Aliyah. We pick up on the Gemara, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, seven lines from the top. I just want to mention one thing from yesterday's share. I didn't get a chance to say at the end of the share. It was running long, but we talked about the 974 generations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted them throughout the generations. That's what the Gemara said yesterday, because there had to be 1,000 generations, theoretically, before Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world couldn't exist. There's a fascinating Teferis Yisrael that has a totally different approach to this. And he talks about prior worlds, and he tries to put this into the context of how we could have fossils and dinosaur bones and all sorts of other ideas, and even earlier, quote, forms of man, Cro-Magnon man and others. And he suggests that these 974 different generations were possibly earlier versions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world. Again, a very interesting and unique idea. Now we pick up the Gemara again, 7 lines on the top, Yudalot and Aleph. Omalei Shmuel L'chia Barav. Shmuel says to Rav's son, Chia. Shmuel and Rav were great colleagues. Shmuel was deferential to Rav. Shmuel was very instrumental in bringing Rav into the Babylonian community and to be one of the Gedolei Hadar there. And Shmuel had tremendous respect to Rav. And he told Rav's son, Chia, after Rav had passed away, Bar Urya, you son of Uriah is translated in elsewhere. You can see this in Masoros HaShas, the Gemara in Brachos, where he's called Ben Torah. Bar Uriah is Ben Torah. Rashi in Gittin also says the same idea, and Rashi Menachos also says the idea that Bar Uriah means Ben Torah, you son of a great Torah giant. To'emel Amilsa, let me come and tell you something, a wonderful vart, Mehani Milim Ayis, for the many wonderful varts, the Hava Omer Avuch, that your great father said. And he told him, Kol Yoma V'Yoma, every single day, Nivro Malachei Asharis Min Har Dinor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either he himself or the Malachim, we brought this down yesterday in Tosos, that either these Malachim, when they're created, they are new, quote, young Malachim, and they're in their zeal to say praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that causes them then to be put into this Nahar Dinor, and they flow down, as we said yesterday, onto the heads of the people in Gehenim, and they're gone, as opposed to the, quote, more permanent Misharsim. They say the Korazel Zeh V'Yomar. They allow each other to go and say the great words Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In any event, every day they're created either by the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or by the words that these angels say. They are created and they say these words, and Koyom Yom Nivra Malachei Shoros Min Har Dinar V'Amri Shira Ubatle, and they say Shira and then they disintegrate, so to say. They go into the Har Dinar Shinemar Chadoshim Labikorim, these new morning creations, Rabba Munasecha, they sing your great praise, and then they're going into this Har Dinar. This is different than what Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates them. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rav Yonah's son, called Dibur V'Dibur Shiotim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with every utterance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu says. Again, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rambam, all say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't speak. He doesn't have utterances. He doesn't have a mouth. These are all anthropomorphisms for us to understand. In any event, with every word Kaviyachu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, then that creates a malach. Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. With the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shemayim was created. Uburuach Piv, and with the words that come out of his mouth, calls up all of the angels in Shemayim. Okay, so the Gemara says now we have another contrast. It says in Daniel, Kosev Echad Omer Levushe Kislag Chivor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's wearing a garment that's white, white like snow. Tlag and Shel are going to say the Shin and the Tuf are interchangeable. And then it says, Usar Reshe, and the hairs of his head, Ka'amar Nikei, are like very, very clean. Amar is wool. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a head, he doesn't have a beard, he doesn't have hair. These are anthropomorphisms for us to have a hasaga of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So that's the pasuk in Daniel, but we have a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that seems to suggest otherwise. Uksiv kivutzosav tal talim shecharos kore, and his hair is curled, locks are like black, like a raven. So here in Shir HaShirim it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hair is black, and in Daniel it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hair is white. Which one is it? So where it says it's not a stirovia lokasha, can be yeshiva, can be muhammad. Depends on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing. If he's sitting in the yeshiva, if he's sitting in the base medrash, so then the white hair, that's more of an appropriate description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Kama Muhammad, then when we talk in Shir Hashirim about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being described as having black hair, so that's more for a younger warrior, Kama Muhammad. Dabar Mar, as we've learned, Ein Lecha Noah B'Yeshiva El Zakin, Ein Lecha Noah B'Muhammad El Bachar, that the most appropriate person in the Yeshiva is the white-haired person, and the most appropriate person in Muhammad is the younger, darker-haired person, and these why these anthropomorphisms for HaKadosh Baruch Hu are in, given in this way, the difference between Daniel and Shir Hashirim. Now we have another stira. Kosev Echad Omer, one pasuk in Daniel tells us, Korsei Shavivin Dinur. So the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi tells us, Korsei is Mashma Kisei Echad, the single throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's considered this to be in fire. Dinur, that's the fiery flow that we've been talking about. And another pasuk in Daniel, Kosev Echad Omer, Ad Di Chorsavon, Remiv Va'atik Yomin Yisiv. And here Rashi tells us, Karsuvan is shtei kisos, two thrones. Hutlu niskenu lishevalem. The two thrones were set up for Kaviyochel to be sat upon by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and someone else. So obviously the question is, this seems to be a stira. Does he have one throne or does he have two thrones? So Gemara says, lo kasha, it's not a stira. The easy way to reconcile this is echad lo v'echad l'david. One of the kiseis is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel. Again, the anthropomorphism, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a body, he doesn't have a kisei literally in the sense, it's for us to be able to have a hasag of what's going on. And the other chair, the other kisei, the other throne is l'david ha-melech. Kidetanya, like we learn the following braisa, echad lo v'echad l'david. This question was raised in the Braisa, how can it be one chair or two chairs? So if we say that it's two chairs, who are they for? So Echad Lov, Echad Ladovid, Divi Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that one chair is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, and one chair is for David HaMelech. However, Rabbi Yosef Glida doesn't like this. I'm Rabbi Yosef Glida. Rabbi Yosef Glida says Akiva. He was a colleague, so he called him Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva. Akiva, Admasai Ata'osah Shechinachol. How much longer are you going to go and make HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a non-sanctified deity, Kaviyocho, because you're giving shlita over here to somebody other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's two thrones. There's two kings. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there's David HaMelech. Rachmana Litzlan, you can't do this. Therefore, that can't be the understanding of the two thrones. So, incidentally, there's a halacha as to whether in the Yalla B'Yavu we say Ki Kel Melech Chanun V'Rachum Otto. Do we say the word Melech or not? So, there is an opinion that says you're not allowed to say it in Benchi because you're using the terminology for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's inappropriate to mention any other Melech, David HaMelech, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the idea is, therefore, that you don't say in benching Ki Kel Melech Chanun Rachum, because it's inappropriate to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the mention of any other earthly king. So that similar idea is expressed over here by Yosei Glili, that you don't say over here that one chair is for David, one chair is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what are the two chairs for? El Echel Adin, the Echel Tzedakah. One is the Kisei of Din, and the other is the Kisei of Tzedakah, of Chesed, of righteousness, of generosity. So therefore, this is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits sometimes in the Kisei Adin and sometimes the Kisei Rachamim. So that's what Yosei Glili says. Now, this is a very good response that he gave to Rabbi Kiva. Did Rabbi Kiva accept it or not? Kibla minei or lo kibla minei? Did Rabbi Kiva accept this and say, Taka, you're right, Rabbi Yosef Glili, or did he not? He said, no, my opinion is still correct that one is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one is for David. So Toshma, so we have a raya from the following brisa that Rabbi Kiva seems to have retracted, because here Rabbi Kiva himself is the one that says, what are the two thrones for? What are the two kisos for? Echad Adin, Echad Litzdaka, Divi Rabbi Kiva. So clearly this brisa seems to suggest that Rabbi Kiva now is of the opinion like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, his other colleague, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, tells Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, again, he calls him by the first name, he doesn't call him Rabbi Akiva, they were colleagues, Malach Eitzel HaGadah, what are you doing dealing with Agadah to Gemara? This Gemara is not your strength, it's not your forte. You should be dealing with the very complex sugyas, such as we have in Negoim and all those. These are very complex sugyas, befitting for a great, great Tamachal, when you're Rabbi Akiva. What are you dealing and dabbling with these Agadah-type Gemaras? Kalach midabrosecha, Rashi explains that, Chadel midvarecha, go leave your words. Ashtagia etzel negoyim olos. Don't talk about these agadat gemaras. Talk about negoyim olos. That's your strength. You're the great Rabbi Akiva. Shen halachos hamukos. These are very, very deep halachos that require your brilliance and your ability to go to the depths of a sugya, but not these superficial agadatas. Ella, therefore, klach midvarecha etzel negoyim olos. You're incorrect over here in saying that this is like Rav Yosi Aglili. It said echel dim echel etzdaka. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says that's incorrect. You should focus your attention on the goyim and all those. Ella, what are the two chairs for over here? The two kisos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El echad the kisei v'echad the shraf shraf. One is a chair for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other is a footstool. Shraf shraf is a footstool. Kisei leishev ola. It's like a chair that you're going to go and put your feet on. So it's not a full chair, but both in for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ain't no bilvato. So therefore, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's not two chairs, not even for Din and Staka. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyocha, one is for his feet. And where do we see this idea from? This is from a famous pasuk that we have in Yeshaya, where it tells us, Shenemar, Hashemayim kisi v'aretz adom ragloi. Right, we have this is a famous haftorah for Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, it says that the Shemayim is Hakadosh Baruch Hu's place, and the world is where he puts his feet, so to say. That's his footstool for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now we have another statement. Kiyosar of Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Israel, he said the following: Shmones veiklolos. There were 18 curses that kilo Yeshaya es Yisrael. That Yeshaya Navi, we'll go through the 18 curses in a moment. These prophecies that Yeshaya said, there were 18 of them specifically saying that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has removed these things from Klal Yisrael. However, below Niskara Daito, Yeshaya was not yet happy, so to say, until he brought down one more thing, which we'll see is not really a curse. This is actually a good thing. And this pasuk tells us, Yirhavu hanar bazokein, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will now make the young person be overseeing the older person, who'll be lording over the older person, v'nikla b'nichbar. And the person who is nikla, who is not a b'chavadika person, will be lording over the b'chavadika person. So, this sounds like another curse. We'll see in a moment in the Gemara why this is actually a positive thing, because it heralds the coming of Mashiach. The famous Gemara in Sota tells us that the days before Mashiach comes, there will be chutzpah yazki. You'll have the tremendous chutzpah in the world, that the entire world will be backwards. The young will be ruling over the old, and the incompetent will be ruling over the tamidei chachamim, and the chutzpah yazki. That the generation will be chutzpedich, that there will be people that are inappropriate to be in leadership roles, grabbing the leadership roles, while the real leaders are pushed aside. So this will actually be a positive, which we'll explain more in a moment to the Gemara. So the Gemara starts off and says, Shmone esrei klolos ma'ininu. What are these 18 negative things that Yeshaya said? So this is again from a post in Yeshaya where it says, Dechsiv. And the whole pasuk starts off with the Kinei Adon Hashem Tzvakos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Lord over the entire world. He's going to be Meisir to remove Mirushalayim of Yehuda, the following things. So we're going to list here 18 things. I'll just translate the basic words right now, and then we'll go on and darshan each one more specifically. So Mashon, that's somebody who's supporting Klal Yisrael. They'll be removed. Mashane, people that are similar to Mashen, these are also supports and foundations for Klal Yisrael. We'll explain this more in a moment. And Kol Mishan Lechem, somebody who supports Klal Yisrael with giving the bread. Kol Mishan Moim, somebody who supports them with water. Gibor, the strong people, the mighty, the Ish Muhammad, and the warriors, the soldiers. Shofet, the judges, the Navi, the Nevi'im, the Kosein. A Kosein is a person who is able to figure out the future. It's different than a Navi. Uses divination, and the Zokain and the elders, Sar Hamishim, the people that are in charge of groups of 50. Well, again, we'll dive through all these words. We had this on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph with Rav Ami. Remember I said yesterday in the Shia that Rav Ami gave us five descriptions for people that you can tell over the Sisrei Torah to, the Maisa Bereshis and things like that. So we have that there are five things that were described there that such people have these characteristics. You can give them over the Sisrei Torah. So here we discuss them, and we'll discuss them more in a moment. So the one who's in charge of 50, Unesufanim, and Unesufanim is a person who is a very well-respected person. He's elevated, Unesufanim, and the Yoetz, the people who are advisors, V'chacham Charoshim, people that are especially smart, and they teach other people, Unavon, person, Unavon Lachash, a person who is capable of understanding things from limited information, Venasati in the Arim Sarayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu concludes, and he says, I will make the young people to be the rulers over the older people over Klal Yisrael, V'sa'alulim yimshlu vam, and the people that are late, and the people that are making fun, the scoffers, they'll be the ones that will rule over everyone as well. Now, that's the Pasuk. And the Pasuk still continues and has a lot more, which we'll dash in a little bit of in a moment, but we'll wait till we read those Pasukim. Let's stop over here and discuss these 18 items, the 18 klolos that Yeshaya gave. So number one was Mashen. What's a Mashen? Elu Bali Mikra. These are the people that we removed from Kaisel, were the people that are Bakiim in Tanakh. Mashena, that was the second thing. Elu Bali Mishnah. These are the people that are very knowledgeable in the Mishnayis. And who is an example of this? Kigon Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'chaverov. This is an example. This would be Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his colleagues. So they were Bakiim in the Mishnah. Now, Pligabar of Papa Rabban. As an aside over here, we have a machlokas of between Rabban and the Chachamim about this idea of Bali Mishnah. Chadamar the Sheish Miyosidri Mishnah, the Chadamar Shva Miyosidri Mishnah. In the days before Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis into the six Sidorim that we have, so there were many, many separate Sidorim. They were broken up in different ways. There were different yeshivas that learned them in different ways, according to some. So there were 600, alternatively 700, the two machlokas over here between the Rapapa and the Chachamim. As whether there were 600 Siddurim of Mishnayos versus 700 Siddurim of Mishnayos, and Rebbe came along, consolidated them, and indexed them better, and put them together in a way that Nebuch, the generations had declined. Rebbe even had to write them down. They declined so much, so they had to be Masudim more. They had to be put more into an order and codified in the way that we had the Shisha Siddurim Mishnah instead of either 600 or 700. So that's the Bali Mishnah, Kigon, Reviewed in Tevel Chaverim. Number three, we said, was Kol Mishan Lechem, the people that supported Klai Yisrael with bread. Who is this referring to? Elo Bali Talmud. This refers to the people that really understood the halacha, l'maisa. They learned the Mishnayis, and this is the Gemara. They were able to go and bring this all to a conclusion, a halacha l'maisa. The next one, and it says about this, Shinam Aluhu Lachmu Milachmi, Ushisu Beyayin Masachti. So this is telling us over here to drink of the wine and to eat of the bread. This all set up for you. This one, Mishlei. And it tells us that these are basically putting out the bread and the wine for the people. In other words, you're besadir everything in the Gemara into Halacha Maisa. Then number four, V'chol Mishon Mayim, they're giving the water to Klai Yisrael, Elu Bali Agoda. These are the people that know the Agoda, got it to Gemaras. Shemosh Libo Shalodim Kibayim Be'agoda. And the way that a person loves to learn Agoda to Gemaras, their stories and they're interesting and they draw a person's heart. So Mosh Libo Shalodim, like water, the water draws you to the water, so the Agada is a very enjoyable type of a learning. Gibor, the fifth one, Hashem will remove the Giborim, the Baal Shmuel. These are the people that know the various Shmaisasa, the various halachas that we learn. Rashi says, Shishom halachos pesukos be rabosav, ushkurs befit. This is a person that can quote chapter and verse. He knows Mishnah Berurah. He can tell you what the Chayyabim says. These are the people that are called Baal Shmuel. They are Giborim. Vishmuchama, the next one, the warriors, they're shield, Elisa Velita Bilmuchanta Shotorah. This is talking about the people that can do the Shakavataya. They go the back and forth in the sugyas. So these are people that are known as the warriors. The next one was Shofet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed the Shoftim, said, Dayan, this is the judges, Shadon Din Emes Lamito, that can judge a case to its appropriate, honest conclusion, the ethically correct answer, the halachically correct answer. This will be removed also. This is the curse of Yishai. Navi, Kimashmo. What does the Navi mean? Hashem will remove the Nevi'im. We know that with the conclusion of the power of Nevi'im, with Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, they were the last Nevi'im, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away Nevi'im from this world, and there is no longer any nevuah. Famous story in the Gemara in Yuma. So quid pro quo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also took away the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah as a result of making it even. There would be Bechiru Chavshi without Nevi'im, so then the power of Avodah Zarah would have overcome us, so he took away the desire to worship Avodah Zarah. At the same time, he had to negate that by taking away the power of nevuah. Next one on the list, number nine, that's the Kosein. The Kosein, this is a reference to the person who can divine, so this is referring to the king. Shinema, where do we see that the king is referred to as a diviner? So the pasuk tells us, this is a pasuk for Mishlei as well, Kesem al Sifse Melech. So the king is called the Sifse Melech, the king is called the Kosein. Okay. Then number 10 was Zaken. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be taking away the Zakenim. Zesh Royal Yeshiva. These are the people, as we pointed out, the white bearded people, the people that are appropriate to sit and learn in Yeshiva. The next is the Sarach HaMishim, and here we started talking about the five characteristics that Rav Ami had mentioned in yesterday's shir. So the Sarach HaMishim, so the Gemara darshins and says, Atikri Sarach HaMishim el Asar Chumoshim. So we play on the word HaMishim, which means 50, to say that it's talking about the Chumoshim, that these are people that are experts in the Chumash. Before we had, the first one was the Mashin, those were experts in all of Tanakh. Here, these people are experts in Chumash. Zeshirdei Elisa V'litim HaMishim Chumashi Torah, the person who's an expert in all of Chumash. Alternatively, Dover Acher, Sar Chamishim is Kedor Riavo. This is in accord with Riavo said. Dover Riavo, Riavo said, Mikan Shem Amidim Meturgaman Alatzibur, Pachos Vichamishim Shana, that it's inappropriate for the person who's the Meturgaman. The Meturgaman was the person that would give over the Shia from the Rosh Hashiva. He was like the loudspeaker for the Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva would tell him the Shia privately, and he would go and say over the Shia. Alternately, the Meturgaman would be the one that would go and, after they read the Psukim, so he would go and translate it into the vernacular, into the Aramaic language, into the vernacular language of the people. So this person, he should be 50 years old, or that we don't make the person a meturgeman to somebody unless the Rav is 50 years old. Okay. Then it says, in the Supanim, the respected people, that's a reference to Zeshinosim Panim Ledoro, Bavur Lamala. These are the people that are so harsh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, so to say, a pass to the generation in the schus to such a person. Rashi tells us over here, Shakol Nizonim Bischuso, that the whole world is supported by the greatness of such a person. And the Gemara gives the example, Kigon, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, that an example of this, who supports the entire world, is Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And the Gemara in Tainus we just had not that long ago tells us that the whole world is Zon, Kol Olam Eino Nizon, Ela Bishul Chanina Bini. So that's an example of Lamala. And Lamata, we also have a person who's so Choshev, Kigon Rabbi Avo ben Kesa. Kesar, Rabbi Avo, who was a regular by the Kesar, advocating for Klal Yisrael. Tosos points out, if you have interesting Tosos, he says, don't think for a second that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was the only one that was Baal Masim. He was Yoser Mikol ben Edoro. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was phenomenally great. He was the greatest of the Baal Masim. But in the next Tosos, he brings down, don't think for a second that Rabbi Avo was not also great. He is only said over here Lamata, not because he wasn't Choshev Lamala, that he wasn't Choshev in Shemayim, only on this world, but there were others in his generation that were also great on Shemayim, so that's why it's only mentioned over here Lamata, but he was also great Lamala. It's not a knock on Rabbi Avo, it's just that Rabbi Chanina was so unique that he was the one that's Lamala, there was nobody else like him, whereas Rabbi Avo, there were others also great like him, Lamala, so here the accent is on Lamata. So all of these people, Yeshayi says, are going to be taken away. Finally, Yoetz is going to be taken away. These are the great Talmidei Chachamim that know how to do Ibrushano, to know that this year, for example, is another Aleph and another Beis. How do we know that? So these were great Talmidei Chachamim, members of the Sanhedrin. They were able to do this. And they also knew when you should have a leap month, when you should have a 29-day month, a Chasr month, or a Mali month, a 30-day month, and when you should have an other Sheni. And it said, you're going to have Chachamim, they'll be removed as well. But Chacham, it's a Talmud Chacham, HaMachkim Es Rabosa. This is a student, this is a Talmud, who, by his questions and by his being in the Shia, so he makes his Rebbe's even better. Charoshim, we said that they were Chacham Charoshim, it's a Bishar Shabaseach B'divrei Torah, so when they open up and discuss Torah, HaKol Nasim Cherishim. So everybody there then becomes silent, like a Cherish, like a person who's unable to talk. So they're so smart. When they say words, that's like the definitive answer, and there is no more of a conversation. That's it. That's the end word. Then it tells us, Unavon, the people that are Bina, they can be Yodea Dover Midover Acher, Zamevin Dover Mitoch Dover. They can understand one thing from another thing. And Lachash, the next one, says, Sheroi Limsolo Divrei Torah, Shinitna Balachash. This is the person, it's worthy of him to learn Torah, things that were given over in secret, in Lachash, in quiet. Rashi says, this is what we talked about previously, that you can only teach the Maaseh Merkavah to an individual, so he has to be a person who is capable of being given over such things, like we had either two separate categories, the Abbasid, and somebody that's constantly a Yari Shemayim, is constantly worried about what he's doing, he's a serious person, or that you need both of them in the same person. And then finally, the last one in this list of 18 clauses of Nasati Na'arim Sereya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make the young people to be the leaders, and we'll have the Leitzanim, they'll be the leaders as well. So what does it mean, the first part of the Pasuk? Ma'ivin Nasati Na'arim Sereya, I'll let the young people be the leaders over you. So Amar Belozer, this is telling us, Elu B'nei Adam Sheminu Arin Min HaMitzos. The young people, in other words, they're young, and they're like unschooled, that they don't have a lot of mitzvos. They're still young, and they're really not supposed to be the leaders. These are Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make them be the leaders for you. And the second part, the salulim yimshluvam, that the people that are scoffers, the leitzanim, they're going to be the leaders as well. So what is this a reference to? So we have the Gisam Rapapa, who should be Amarav Achab or Yaakov. This is a reference to Tale Vinei Sali. These are foxes who are the sons of foxes. What does this mean? Fox is an example of a sly animal. You're sly as a fox. So these people are tricksters. They're going to go and cause Klal Yisrael's downfall. They're inappropriate to be the leaders of Klal Yisrael. But then we said that Yeshaya somehow got happy. He was chilled. He was happy, so to say. He was only happy until he gives him seemingly another curse. And he brings the pasuk, Yirhavu Hanar Bazokain. Now, we have the words Vanikla Benichba, which are correct, but they're not yet being darshan, so that's why they're in parentheses. So it says, Yirhavu Hanar Bazokain. So it tells us over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow the younger person to be the leaders over the older people. So this is a reference to El B'nei Adam Sheminuar Minamit. Just like we just said, these are the people that are young in terms of their having mitzvos, in other words, they're empty of mitzvos, they're devoid of mitzvos, and they're going to be lording over, they're going to be leading over the people that are really filled with mitzvos, like a rimon, like the Klal Yisrael is always referred to as mole mitzvos kerimon, like the 613 seeds inside of a pomegranate, it says, and that these younger people who are empty of mitzvos, devoid of mitzvos, relatively speaking, are going to be lording over, overseeing and becoming the leaders, instead of the people that really are mole mitzvos kepelach harimon, like the seeds of the rimon. Banikla, Banich. But now we have the end of that pasuk where it says that the people that are not very chashuv people, they're debased people. So they're going to be lording over the people that are nichpa, that are the honored people. What does this mean? Yavo misha chamuros domos olav kekalos, the yahavu b'misha kalos domos olav kechamuros. So these people who are going to think that, you know, horrible sins are not such a big deal. You know, hey, I'm not, I'm really a appropriate leader. So what if I've done these sins? They're really horrible sins that he's done. They're going to be the ones that are going to be leaders, as opposed to the people who, even if they've done a slight sin, think that they've done the most terrible avera. Oh, yeah, I once looked at a guy in the wrong way, and now you expect me to be the leader of Klai Yisrael? And the other people, they murdered, and they did all sorts of horrible things. They said, yeah, those aren't such big deals. I'm appropriate to be the leader of Klai Yisrael. And as I said, this is a positive thing that Mepharshim explained, because this means that this must be Yemos HaMashiach, when Chutzpah Yazgi, when we have Nebuch, this tremendous Chutzpah that is going to be overriding. Unfortunately, I could certainly say that our day is Chutzpah is Yazgi, and that's unfortunate, but B'ezus Hashem, we're heralding the days of Mashiach as well, just like this is a positive statement that's attributed to Yeshaya. Niskarura Daito, his mind became cooled off, his mind became somewhat appeased by seeing and realizing this idea. Oh, Rav Ketin, the Gemara continues and says, Rav Ketin tells us the following, even Nebuch at the time of the destruction of Yerushalayim, Kishlona Shel Yerushalayim means the destruction of Yerushalayim, when Yerushalayim is falling down, so even at that time, there were still great people, Bali Amona, that were around for Klai Yisrael, people that had honesty and Erlichkeit at the fore. And where do we see this from? Shenamah, because the Pasuk in Yeshaya tells us further, Ki yitfos ish b'yachiv beis aviv, and we delete the word lemar, because it's not in the Pasuk. The Pasuk continues and says, Simlo l'cho kotzin t'yalanu. If you have a garment, you'll be our captain, you'll be our kotzin. And then the end of the Pasuk is, Hamach she'lo hazos tachas yodecha, which we'll explain in a moment what that means. So first we start off dicing the first part of the Pasuk. Dvarim sh'meyodim miskasin kisimla yeshnon tachas yodecha. Things which a person covers up, so you have them in your possession. What does this mean? So Rashi tells us over here, nechbayin, miskasin means they're hidden away, shlo yishalu lehen lefishen b'kiyim b'hen. So these are things that the person says, please don't ask me these questions because I don't know the answers. So they hide themselves, looks like a garment covers you up. So they hide over here and say, I don't really have what you're looking for. In other words, people will come to them with shilas and they're saying, sorry, I do not know this. I never knew this, as we'll see. Then the end of the pasuk says, v'machshelo hazos, this should be a michshol, a stumbling block for you. What does that mean? V'machshelo hazos. So this is referring to dvarim she'en b'nei adam omdim aleihem, elo im kei nichshal behem, yeshton tachas yodecha. That's the end of the pasuk, is yeshton tachas yodecha. So it's saying over here that these types of things, that the only reason that they knew them was because they made the mistake over and over and over again, they finally learned it and knew it correctly. So only now, because it was a michshol, they stumbled over it, did it become tachas yodecha, that they finally own it. What does this mean? That if you learn something often enough, so you finally get it right, but it sometimes takes a long time to get it right. That's what this is a reference to as well. We'll still see what this really is talking about in a moment. Then the next pasuk says, Yisrael bayom hu lemor, that day is going to be the following. Yisrael, we'll see, is a loshon shvu, we'll see in a moment. Lo eya chovesh, the person is going to say, no, I will not be the chovesh. I won't be a lord over you. I won't be the ruler over you. We'll see, again, we'll dash all this in a moment. Ubedesi and lechem ein simla, because I don't have in my house what you're looking for. I'm not a talmid chacham. I don't have in my house the bread or the garment that you're looking for. And therefore, lo si simuni kitzin om, don't put me to be your leader. Now, what does this mean? So Yisrael, the Lashon of Yisrael, when we said, Yisrael bayom ulimor, they will take and raise up that day, it means, Ein Yisrael Lashon Shvua, they swore. As we know from the Aseret Dibros, where it says that Yisrael is a Lashon of Shvua, and Yisrael Lashon Shvua, Shenemar, Lo Siso, Shem Hashem Lekech, Lashop, that you shouldn't take God's name in vain. So therefore, this is a Lashon of Yisrael. So they swore, these people swore, the nation came to them and said, you be our leaders. And they swore, and they said, Lo Yechovish, I will not be your leader. Why? Lo Yisim Choshe Beis Medrash, because I wasn't one of those people that spent their time in the Beis Medrash, like Chovish in the Beis HaSurim, like a person who's closeted away, he's locked away in jail. So I wasn't one of those people that Nebuch was in the Beis Medrash all day long. That wasn't me. So I wish I was, but I wasn't Nebuch, one of those people. And therefore, Ubevesi ain't lechav ain't simla. And therefore, in my house, I don't have the bread and the garments that you're looking for. In other words, she'en biyadi lo mikro lo mishnah lo gemara. I don't have the essentials in order to be a leader of the Klai Yisrael. I don't know Chumash, I don't know Tanakh, I don't know the Mishnayos, I don't know the Gemara, and therefore, I am not qualified to be your katzin. Now, these were therefore honest people. This is what Rebbe Katina said, that even though the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, and they wanted these people to be their leaders in that period of time, they were honest and erlich, and they said, I'm sorry, I'm not qualified. So it's terrible that they weren't qualified people, but at least the people that they asked were honest, and that's what it means, lo poshu behem mehem bali amona. There were still honest people around. Someone says, who says they were honest? Vidilma, shiny awesome, maybe that was different. Because if they said, okay, I'll be the leader, I'll be a judge, and then they'd start asking the shilas, they wouldn't know the answer. The Amalu Gamirna, Amela, Amalan. So if they had said, oh yeah, sure, I'm highly qualified to be this, and then they'd ask all these questions, they wouldn't know the answer. So their lack of knowledge would become evident very, very quickly. And therefore, that's why they didn't say anything. So Gemara says, no. Have a leil lemeimar gama v'shacha. If they wanted to, they could have still been arrogant, and they could have said, "Oh, I used to know all this stuff, but Nebuch, I'm getting older, and I forgot it all. Or because of the circumstances, I no longer remember all of that. But I once was a big talmid chacham." They didn't say that. That's what it means. My lo eyachovesh, lo eyachovesh klal. Not that I don't know it now, but I never knew it. So they're not saying, "Oh, I used to be a great talmid chacham, and now I'm not." So you know that would be incorrect. So they were honest, and they said, "No, I never was a great talmid chacham." Or says, still, nevertheless, Ine, is it really true that during the days of the downfall of Yerushalayim, they weren't ever not around Bali Amana? That really true? That what Katina said, Rava said, Lo Harbor Yerushalayim, I should pause for me, men of Bali Amana, that Yerushalayim was destroyed only when there was no Bali Amana left. That was the final story that broke the camel's back. Shenemar, as we have the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu that tells us, Shotetu Bechutzos Yerushalayim, Runa Udub Uvakshu Birchavoseha, Im Timtsu Ish. So Yirmiyahu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't destroy Yerushalayim. If you walk the streets of Yerushalayim and you look to see if there's a person, and it says, Ubakshu Rechovosel, go look in the public places. We'll see in a moment this is important. In the Rechovos, in the places where the markets were. If you find the person that's a Bali Amana, Imyesh Ose Mishpon Ubakish Amuna, then I will forgive you. I will not destroy Yerushalayim. In other words, Rava said that Yirmiyahu said, there is nobody around like that, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying it. So how can you, Rav Katina, tell us that there are Bali Amana? You see that there are in. So one says, Lokasha, that's not a problem. There really are. And we turn to Yudalit Amud Beis. It's not a Kasha. Havidivrei Torah. There were still people that were Bali Amana in being honest and saying, I'm not a Talmud Chacham. That there were still honest people. However, in regards to business, that's why we said Berchov Osea, in the marketplace, Habamasa V'matan, that there were unfortunately no more honest people in business. So B'divrei Torah Havu, V'masa V'matan Lo Havu. In regards to Torah, yeah, there were people that were honest and saying, I'm not a Talmud Chacham. But in regards to business, unfortunately, there were no honest people. And that's why Yirmiyahu said, since if you could find me even one honest person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't destroy Yerushalayim, but Nebuch, there weren't any. That's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. Very, very interesting. Tan Rabbanu, we learn the following brisa. Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The once is a story where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was riding on a donkey, sheyarochev al chamor, and v'hoyah mahalech by derech, he was going on the road with his talmid, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, mechamer achrav. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was helping to lead the donkey from behind him, and he wanted to learn Torah from his rebbe. Obviously, what do great gedolim do when they're going together? They talk Torah. So what happened? Amalo, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch says to his rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rebbe, shenei perik echav b'maaseh b'merkava. No, we're walking here alone. It's just you and me. Teach me one of the prakim, one of the sugyas of the Maaseh Merkava. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm below. Lo kach shenizilchem, haven't I taught you previously? Below b'merkava b'yochid, you're not allowed to teach an individual the Maaseh Merkava unless, elam kein, or yachacham, maybe midaito, unless you reach a certain level of maturity and knowledge, and you haven't yet reached that level. So Rabbi, I have reached a certain level of knowledge. Let's discuss at least what I know. Tarsheni lomar, the Rebbe, please let me say lefanecha in front of you, that one thing that you did teach me about the Maaseh Merkava. So some of the Mefarshim point out, but he never learned the Maaseh Merkava from Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So how could he say I learned it from him? So they point out that this is the right way that a Talmud should question his Rebbe or talk to his Rebbe. Anything he says over the Rebbe, they said the Rebbe taught me. Even if the Rebbe didn't teach him directly, it was the Rebbe's general instruction that allowed him to go learn more. In any event, he said, let's discuss at least one thing that I know about the Maaseh Merkava that the Rebbe either taught me directly or that I had learned on my own. So I'm alone. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, sure, emor, go and say it. But before he listens to this Talmud, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, he gets off the donkey, miyad, yorad, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, miyad l'chamor, he gets off the donkey, and the nisate, he puts on his proper begodim, he would put his talus over his head, so to say, to get into the proper move. But Yosef al-Ebni sat down, concentrated, tachas his eyes underneath an olive tree is a choshev tree, so this is a choshev base medrash that now they're establishing, and Amalo, now he says to Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, tell me. So Amalo, so Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch tells him, Rebbe, why did you go down on the donkey to hear the words of the Maaseh Merkava? So Rabbi Yochanan tells him, Omar, is it possible that you're going to be darshin the ma'aseh makabe, and that's going to bring the Shechina's presence here at a high level? And the malachim are going to come to listen. And I should be running on a donkey. It's possible. It's improper. I have to be in a bechavadik state underneath this olive tree, a chashuv tree, wrapped up in my talis properly. Bechavadik, you know, a person goes up to the omelet to daven for the shliach tzibur. He has to wear a jacket. He has to put on a talis. He has to be a mensch. So I have to learn the ma'aseh makabe in a bechavadik way. So then, now we're seated and properly ready to learn. He says, "Go and learn your vart." So Elazar Arach, Miyad Pasach with Elazar Arach, but Ma'aseh Makabe. So he starts learning the Ma'aseh Makabe with Darshan. He says all the things that he knows, and this is such a huge display of Torah. The Yard, the Eishman Shemayim, a fire comes down from Shemayim. The Sivcha called Elon Shemasad, and it burns, singes all the trees in the field because of this huge Torah discussion. So Pasul Kulon. Even the trees, Amr Shira, Pasul Kul of Amr Shira, all these trees, they sang Shira to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the top Tosus, he brings down that the Girsa, that the song that they sang was Aziranenu Atzei Hayar. In any event, Al-Gemara has a different Girsa. So Mashira Amu, what's Shira that they say? So we bring down the capital of Tilim that tells us, that towards the end of Tilim in Kuf Memches, where it tells us, Halu es Hashem in Oretz, Taninu Chotomos, all the creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the deep sea creatures, are going to sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eitz, Pri, V'chol HaRozim, in the trees, the fruit trees, and all the cedar trees, they're going to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haluka. Nana, now we have the Gears of Malach. Tosus brings down the Gears of the head of Malach HaMavos, he said that's wrong. So Nana Malach, when Aisha, certain Malach came out of this fire, for Omer, and he said, Hein, Hein, Ma'aseh Makabe. Oh, good gezocht, you said it correctly. These are the true depth of the meaning of the Ma'aseh Makabe. Rabbi Yochanan Zaki was so happy that his Talmud, Rabbi Elazar Arach, had really impressed him as being such a great gadol. He hadn't realized it. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zaki, Roshaka Rosha, Rabbi Yochanan Zaki stood up in front of him and he kissed him on his head. And he said, Amar, Baruch Hashem, okay, Yisrael, that it is a tremendous blessing that you have reached this achievement. Shinosan Bang the Avram Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given a son to Avram Avinu. In other words, a descendant of Avram Avinu has reached such a high madrega. Shadel Hovin, that he understands, he's reached the stage of being able to understand, Velachkar, and to investigate, Velidrosh, and to Darshan, the Maiseh Merkava. There are those people that are great darshanim, but they don't do it well. Noah Makai, they're others, the Erlich people, they do things well, but they know the Darish, they're not such big darshanim. But you are both. You do both. Ashrecha Avram Avinu, praiseworthy you, Avram Avinu, that you have a child, a descendant, like Rav Elazar ben Aruch. Similarly, this story was told with Rabbi Yeshua, the great Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and Hoyahu, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. He was with Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, they were walking on the road alone, these two, and they heard this story. So Amru, they said to each other, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, no, let us too. Let us also darshan the Ma'aseh Merkava. So Pasuk for Yeshua, so Yeshua ben Chananya, he started to speak for Darash and darshan the Ma'aseh Merkava, and it was the summer months when there normally aren't any clouds. And this kashu shamayim bavin, yet the clouds all came to hear the great Torah from Yeshua. The scribe became covered in clouds. Veneer came in keshes be'onon, and it looked like there was a keshes over there. And Mefarshim will point out, a keshes is normally a bad sign. It's a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world, but you remember to Noah, I won't destroy the world, so he doesn't destroy the world. He puts up a keshes to remind us that we deserve to be destroyed. So it's near a came in keshes. It only looked like it was a keshes in the skies, which is a beautiful thing. And all the angels came and gathered Uba and Lishma, and they came to hear over here the words of the Merkava. And just like people go and gather Uba and Liro, like the people go to hear the batchan go and dance. It's Rashi says over here, all the interesting things that they do. Tosfos says the same thing. Yushami goreth b'simchas chosan. It's the same thing. Simchas chosan makal b'zmutei chosan makal. Same idea that when you have things going on at the wedding, everybody gathers around to see the event at the wedding. The batchan, the person who's making jokes or the dancing. So everybody gathers around to go and hear them. And that's what it was like over here. Everybody gathered around. And they were learning the Ma'aseh Merkava. And Holach Rav Yossi HaKohen, V'sipa Dvarim Lefnei Rav Yochanan Zakkai. And ultimately, Rav Yossi HaKohen told this to Rav Yochanan Zakkai. They were both Tamid of Rav Yossi and Zakkai. V'sipa Dvarim Lefnei Rav Yochanan Zakkai. And he also said over here, V'amar, Ashreichem Yashi Yoladzchem, praiseworthy are you, how fortunate are you, and how fortunate are your children. Ashrei Einai Shekachro, and fortunate is me that I've seen my Talmidim reach such high madregas. V'afani, V'atem B'chalumi, and I saw myself and you in my dream, Misubin Ayinu Al Har Sinai. We all gathered on Har Sinai. we were part of Har Sinai. All the neshamas were at Har Sinai, and he was able to see this. And a voice rang out from Shemayim and said, alu lekan, that all of you, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh and his Tamidim, you get to go into Traklin Gedolin Umatzos Notz Mutzoluschem. They're going to the great palace where you'll have all of these tables and chairs and benches set out for you, Matzos Notz, and all these beautiful cushions set out for you. Atem, you, the Tamidchem, and your Tamidim, the Tamidim, the Tamidchem, and the Tamidim, and your Tamidim, Mizumonim Lekashlishes. You're going to be Zochah to go to the Kashlishes. There's a machlokes amongst the apostles. What exactly does this mean, Kashlishes? There are many different interpretations. I'll just give you two. One is that this was the third of three Katim, that this was the highest level. Others say there were seven Katim, there were seven groups. That's what the Maharet Zchiyah says, and that this was the third one, not in any particular order. In other words, they were Zochah to a great place in the Olam HaEmes. More questions, this entire story. Really, Ini? Is all of this true? That we just said, these various Maisim of Elazar and Arach, Darshini, the Maisim of Kovah in front of Yochanan Zakkai, and these two Tamidim, Shubel Chananya, and Rav Yossi HaKohen, who were Tamidim of Yochanan Zakkai, are all these stories about the Maisim of Kovah really true? But Tanya, we're in the Braisa. Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda Omer, the Braisa says that Rav Yossi Yehuda said, Shlosha, Haratzos, Hain, there were only three times that there were drashos about the Maisim of Kovah. Rabbi Yeshua, here it's a Dvarim Lefnei Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. The first one was Rabbi Yeshua, who learned this in front of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva, here it's only Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva learned this in front of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua Chananya, and Chananya ben Chachinoi, here it's only Rabbi Akiva. He was the one that discussed this in front of Rabbi Akiva. And they didn't mention over here Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. How come he's not listed over here? So the Gemara answers, because the Artsiv Artsu Kamei Chachoshiv, we're only talking about here that somebody that he heard other people discussing it, and he himself had discussed it in front of others. So you need to be both the one who was learning it and the one who had the Rebbe who was learning it from with his Talmud. So those are the ones that are listed over here. The Artsi, Velo Artsu Kameh, but somebody who just taught it but didn't hear it from his Talmidim, local Chosha, that's not included over here. So it says, really? V'achananya b'chachinoi, we only have that he said it over in front of Rabbi Akiva, the Lo'atzu Kamei, the Kochashiv. He didn't have others say it in front of him, and yet he's listed over here in the three. So how come that's different? So Gemara says it's different because the Artsei, Mio Kamei, Man, the Artsei, because Chananya ben Chachinoi said it to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva had said it to Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore, he's included like in being in Rabbi Akiva, whereas with Elazar and Arach, nobody had said it to him, therefore he's not included on this short list. It doesn't mean it didn't happen, he's just not included on this list. Tanur Rabbanan Gemara means another Braisa, and this is one of the most famous Braises in all of Shas. This is the famous story of the Pargot. The four great Gedolei Yisrael and Nebuch, one of them went off to Derech, one of them was Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, but they're originally all great Gedolei Yisrael, and the four of them went into the Pargot. The Pargot is Nichlesu Pardes. The Pardes is paradise, right? The paradise. Rashi says, "Olu l'rakia ayde shem." They went up to Shemayim via saying a name. They didn't really physically go up. Tosa says the same idea. Lo olu l'mala mamish and lo hayanir lehem. It appeared to them, kamosh olu, that they said a certain shemos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and it says that they were in a certain place in Shemayim, in the innermost places of Shemayim. So this is the famous story of Arba Nichlesu b'Paradis, the four of them that went up to the Paradis, to quote paradise. That's the word paradise is a source of paradise. The Elu Hain. And who are these four? We have the four great Tanoim ben Azai. He was Shimon ben Azai. He's not referred to as Rabbi Shimon ben Azai usually because he was young and they didn't get smicha. Or Shimon ben Zoma, again, sometimes referred to as Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma. He also didn't get smicha. That's why he's referred to as ben Azai ben Zoma. They didn't have their own name, so to say. They're only known by the name of their fathers because they were relatively young. Ben Azai was the son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. And you had Acher, the very tragic figure of Elisha ben Avuya. He's once mentioned in Pirkei Avos in a very positive way, but in the rest of the time in the Gemara, he's referred to as Acher. And then you have, of course, the great, great Rabbi Akiva. So these four Tanoim, they went into the Pardes. And Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva warned them before they went up to the Pardes. And he said, Kishatem magin etzel abne shayish tohar, when you go and reach this certain area of what are marble stones that are absolutely pure, they look like they're flowing water, don't say, Al Tomu, hey, my, there's water over here. Because, Mishum Shenema, because the Pasuk tells us, Dover Shikorim Lo Yikon Leneged Einoi. The Pasuk from Tilim tells us that there can't be any words of Sheker in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going up to the innermost chambers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this going up to the Pardes, and therefore, don't say this is water, because it's not water, it just looks like it's water. Exactly what this all means, I don't really know. These are deep, esoteric ideas. In any event, they went up there, and we know that the four of them didn't come out the same way that they went in there. And only Rabbi Akiva came out in a very positive way. Ben Azai, Nebuch, the great Ben Azai, the son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva, hates it. He looked there, and he saw such unbelievable images of the Shekhinah that his neshama left him. His neshama, Kaviyachos, said, I ain't going back there to that guf. I'm staying here in Shemayim. And therefore, hates it. He saw this unbelievable revelation of the Shekhinah, and Mace, he had to die. And Rashi points out, because the Pasuk tells us that nobody can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and still live. As the Pasuk tells us in Shmos, Kilo Yurani Ha'adam V'chai. Nobody can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and still be alive. So that's what happened to the great Ben Azai. He died. And all of HaKosav Omer, and about Ben Azai, it says, Yorker B'nei Hashem, those people that are very, very high in the eyes of Hashem, HaMosul HaChasid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has to take them. He was seeing such great Gilui Shechina that he couldn't stay in this world. Ben Zoma Nebuch also looked, hates it, the Nifka, and he wasn't able to understand that he wasn't as great as Ben Azai, and he wasn't able to understand what was going on, and Nebuch left him damaged. It left him in a Poga type of a state. He was not the same as he was beforehand. And the Pasuk says about him, all of a Kosov Omer, Devash Motsasi Echol Dayecha, when you find very, very sweet honey, eat an appropriate amount, Pentiz Ba'enu Vakeyoso, but if you eat too much, you're going to be sickened from it, and you're going to spit it out. So, this pasuk for Mishlei tells us that he saw too much and he couldn't bring it inside of him all, and therefore, as a result, he ended up spitting it out. In other words, he became Nebuch Nifka, he became damaged. Then Acher came and he saw, and he Nebuch went off the derech. Kitzes Benetios, we call this a paradise, we call this an orchard, so we use the terminology over here, he cut down all the trees. Mitzvah will talk more about Acher and Tamar Shir, one of the most tragic figures in all of the Gemara. And finally, Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, Yosef Shalom, he went out and he emerged B'Shalom, which is a great bracha. He went out better than he was beforehand. Now, by the way, they asked Shalom Ben Zoma, they asked Ben Zoma, Malu Saruse Kalba, are you allowed to go and do a neutering of a dog? Can you go and make a dog into a sirus, into not having the testicles? So they asked this question to him. Now, why would you think a dog should be different? So Tosafot points out, because you might have thought that a dog isn't able to be brought as a carbon. And we know that a carbon can't be brought, you have to check it for blemishes, but that doesn't apply to a dog. So you might have thought that they would be allowed to neuter a dog. So that's what they asked him. So they asked him, can you neuter a dog? So Amal Hem, so Ben Zoma said to them, Uba'arsechem lo sasu, it says, in your land you can't do this. Now this doesn't mean in Eretz Yisrael, this then applies everywhere. It has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. So he darshened it, kol shebarsechem, any animal in your land, even the non-kosher ones, lo sasu, you're not let go be misaris them. Second question they asked the Ben Zoma, Shalos Ben Zoma, Besula she'ibra ma'alu koin gadol, if a woman is a besula, she never had relations with anybody, so koin gadol has to marry a besula. But what happens if she's pregnant? How could this be? We'll see in a moment. So you have a besula that's pregnant, could she marry the koin gadol? So, do we say, Michai Shinun de Shmuel? Are we concerned that there are people that can have relations, like Shmuel had said, we'll see in a second, the Omer Shmuel, and we turn to Tetzvah Ben Aleph, Shmuel said, he was able to go and have relations with a virgin and not cause her hymen to break. So do we choshes that this virginal girl, she really wasn't a virgin, that she in fact had relations, but her besulim was still intact? Or do we say, no, there are very, very few people able to do this. And therefore, if this girl had become pregnant, she mistoma got pregnant in a way that wasn't with relations. Therefore, she's still a virgin. So they asked this to Ben Zoma. Amaluhu said, it's not likely that this could ever happen. Very few people can do what Shmuel did. And what do we have to be concerned about? That she became pregnant. Like we mentioned the other day with Ben Sira, that Ben Sira's mother, and similarly this young virgin over here, that they went into a bathhouse where previously a man had had an ejaculate that was in the water, and it entered into her and impregnated her that way. Mara says, but wait a second, Shmuel was the one that said, the shich zera doesn't come out with strength like an arrow coming out of an arrow, like a bow, so ena mazras, it can't make you pregnant. So how could that be? If the water's there, the zera's in the water, so it didn't go into her like a chaitz. So Mara says, no. No, as long as it left the body of the person who ejaculated it, so then if it left like an arrow coming out of a bow, so then it could impregnate a woman. So here, even though when it entered into the woman's body, it didn't come in like a chetz, nevertheless, since it had left the man's body like a chetz, it could still impregnate a woman. Again, it's a very, very, very esoteric Gemara, and tomorrow we'll discuss more about Ben Zoma and about Acher, and with this we conclude today's share.